Rita, R-I-T-A, Vasquez, V-A-S-Q-U-E-Z. Oh, man, what's her date of birth? Hang on.
December 11th.
No, Rita.
Oh.
Rita Vasquez. Let me see if I have it. 1 second, because we need to have it. Oh, here we go. Rita Vasquez is 5'2", 59. So she's 67? No, 65. 66.
What's her birthday?
59. 59. 65. She's a 65-year-old woman who's lived in Houston most of her life. She's never been married, doesn't have any children. She has a history of dementia, diagnosed a few years ago. She lived with her sister. In the past few weeks, things have become very difficult for the family. She believes her sister's husband is her husband. She and has had issues with other family members as well. She's confused. She's bowel and bladder incontinence. She's had a few falls. She was hospitalized with urinary tract infection, urosepsis, weight loss 2 months ago. She also has a history of diabetes. For this reason, a patient was placed in a group home and now has been asked for end-of-life care to be for end-of-life care for her to be taken care of at home for palliative end-of-life issues, period. Medical problems, diabetes, diabetic neuropathy, hyperlipidemia, seizure disorder, hypothyroidism, hypertension, allergy, non-drug allergy, COVID immunization. She had immunization a few years ago and most likely had some immunization in the hospital, but this is not known. Surgery, she's never had any surgery. Social, she never was a heavy smoker or drinker. Once again, never been married, has not had much of a job in the past, never had, doesn't have any children. Medication, gabapentin, 300 TID, metformin, 500 BID, Zocor, 20 milligram a day. Actos, 15 milligram a day. Dilantin, 100 milligram, 2 a day. Level thyroxine, 25 microgram a day. Lisinopril, 20 milligram a day. Oxcarbazine, that's O-X-C-A-R-B-A-Z-E-P-I-N-E, 300 milligram a day at bedtime. Let's see, family history. Nothing is known about her family in the past. Review of system consistent with weight loss, bowel and bladder incontinence, frequent falls. She wears a diaper, of course, ADL dependency, not eating. She's no longer oriented to person, place, or time. Seizure disorder, has had frequent falls, has had urinary tract infection, urosepsis, which are the, that one's mine, which are the hallmark of end-stage dementia. Go back to medication list and add glipizide, 10 milligram twice a day. What does that say? L-U... Wait a minute, I gotta get up this. L-Y-B-A...
A-L...
A-L... B-I-R-U-M, 10/10, one at bedtime. I believe it's Librium, 10 milligram at bedtime. Just put Librium, 10 milligram at bedtime. On exam, we find Rita to be a very thin woman. She's very confused. She is not oriented to person, place, or time. She, blood pressure 110 over 60, pulse 88, respiration 20, heart positive, small positive, 2, or 2, sight 92%. Heart positive, small positive, 2, lungs are clear, abdomen soft, low extremity shows no edema, positive muscle wasting order. Assessment, 65-year-old woman with history of end-stage dementia. was diagnosed a couple of years ago, has had hospitalization because urinary tract infection, seizure disorder, diabetes, hypertension, diabetic neuropathy, blood sugars out of control, confusion, no longer oriented to person, place, or time, bowel and bladder incontinent, does not recognize family, ADL dependent, total, no longer able to travel to doctor's office. Family would like for patient to be taken care of at home. For this reason, patient has been evaluated and admitted to hospice for further care. Patient's biggest problem at this time is sundowner syndrome and behavioral issue, which will have the medical director evaluate and prescribe medication for. Next number is, has not had any seizure on the current medications of carbazepine and Dilantin, period. We'll check blood sugars and follow blood pressure. Overall prognosis is poor. Expected to do poorly given her advanced dementia. Thank you.